Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
104.3 Jam Chicago's number one for throwbacks is the Ed Lover Morning Show. LGBTQ history curriculum will now be taught in public schools across the state. Governor Pritzker just signed a new bill where it's law. We want to hear your feedback on it. Let's talk to Jayla from the South Side. Jayla, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. What do you think about this new law that Governor Pritzker has signed?
No. I would be furious as my three-year-old. If my three-year-old was old enough to go to school and they are teaching her about the LGBTQ community. Now, I would understand if it was more taught in the sex ed class once you get to high school. But not history. There's no history behind that. There's nothing to teach. What are they going to teach them? How to properly have sex? Nothing.
All right, Jayla. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's talk to Susie from Beverly. Susie.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Doing good. There's a new state law where LGBTQ history curriculum will not be taught in public schools. My question was, at what age? What do you think about it?
I think that maybe about fourth, fifth grade should be the age. And the only reason I say that is because we've got, you know, when I was younger, we had DARE programs teaching us about drugs. We were taught about sex and how it begins and how man and woman make a baby. All of that at about fourth, fifth grade, we had different programs and curriculum that was added to our regular studies. Mm-hmm. So I think that it would be advantageous if we started to, and you know, with U.S. history, like they teach a certain version of it anyway in the books. They're not giving everything. So if there was a certain book that was approved of that the parents could you know, be aware of ahead of time or review, I think that it would be advantageous for our kids to start to learn about it at that age. That doesn't mean know everything about it.
All right, Susie, thanks for the call this morning. Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, bright and bubbly. Okay, tell me what you think about this new law.
I think that I agree with you. I think it should be taught. It could be taught, but I say high school. After freshman year, because freshman year, you still kind of like a little baby, and you're still trying to find yourself. So if they're going to teach you, I feel like they should teach it after freshman year.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Monica from the South Side. Monica, good morning. You're on the Ed Lover Morning Show.
Good morning.
What do you think about this new law?
I absolutely disagree. I have a child going into the fifth grade, and I would hate for her to come home and say, you know what I learned in school today? No, absolutely not. Like you said, they're not teaching Mexican history appropriately. They're not teaching, you know, didn't they want to take out teaching about slavery? Like, come on now. You're going to teach out, you're going to leave out what actually happened in history, but you want to teach. I do not agree.
All right, Monica, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Justin from Joliet. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. How are you doing today?
Good. Tell me what you think about this new law. At what age do you think that it should be implemented?
I think I think they need to wait till high school, high school, probably like freshman year for something like this to teach to our children. This being said, I come from a family that's got a little bit of, LGBTQ as well in the family. And my 7-year-old daughter, I can even try to explain it to her about, her uncle at one time, he's now transgender. And she still doesn't understand the situation at all. So I feel like definitely they need to wait until high school for this type of curriculum to be taught in our school. So,
okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call this morning, Jen. Everybody seems to to agree that it should be taught, but they haven't aged like me.
Right. I really like Susie's comment because she really brought me back to the DARE programs and my sex ed program at Harry Crown Center. So I kind of like the fifth and sixth grade curriculum, but I really understand everybody's perspective that called in.
And thanks for the calls, y'all. Up next, Ed Lover's three random facts, three facts you may or may not care about, right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!